I don't know how to like post stuff in there.
This is the Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I'm here.
Buddy is in the house.
Hello, hello.
What's going on with you guys? How was your week? Is everybody alive this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not. It's God, it's already 4 o'clock. Took a little field trip this morning, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yep.
But we all showed up.
Yes, we did.
And we're still alive.
Uh-huh.
A little worse for the wear, perhaps. We'll get more into this in the Werewolf Athletics, but... I could go for a nap right about now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I'm a little rugged my old age.
I could go for another shower.
Yeah, me too. I took a quick one, and I don't think I... Dude, I took a Q-tip to my ears.
Uh-huh.
Looked like I just took a Sharpie and stuck it
in there.
So gross, the crud I was pulling out of there.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Get ready for that. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! That was you guys' week. Anything cool happening?
Nothing for me.
Nothing exciting?
Just
nothing
busy.
Exciting, yeah.
Let me tell you about this weird day I had at work.
Okay.
I get to work about 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's me, and then there's another guy that's already on, and that's it. But I get there, I think this was Wednesday, and I notice my boss's truck is parked in the parking lot. He's not usually doesn't show up till about 9. So I'm like, what the hell is this? But then I'm walking around the side of the building, and I notice he's not in his office. So I'm like, oh, okay, I think I'm about to get fired here. So then I come walking around. I go up to the service entrance where I always go in, and he has managed to wedge himself up into the rafters of the building.
Yeah.
And he's, like, perched above the service door.
Like stuck?
Not exactly. Just kind of, I don't know. I walk around. I see him up there. I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing up there? He sees me and he's like, fucking shit, you saw me. God damn it. So, and then the other guy I work with comes out of the bushes and he's like, oh, you weren't supposed to see us. So basically they were setting an ambush for me and they went to some great lengths to do this. They took like a mop head and like tried to fashion some kind of a creature out of it and they were going to drop it on me and the guy in the bushes was filming it with his camera. I think I was supposed to go on Tosh.0 with this little... shenanigans or something like that.
That's a coincidence because we were kind of planning something like that for you.
Oh, really? Well, you may want to coordinate with him because I think he wants to do the same thing. But
that's funny.
I mean, I felt bad because they had all obviously went to some great lengths to set this. I'm like, I'm sorry. Let me go back to my truck and I'll
start over.
We'll just take it from the top. I'll be really freaked. I'll crap my pants if you want. I don't care. I felt really bad, but seeing my boss up there on the rafters. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
They didn't even have to go that far. They should have just brought a cat over to you.
Right? See me get in my truck and drive home. Fuck you guys and your fucking cats. All right. Well, we got the usual shit show lined up for you here, inmates. I hope you're not expecting like a quality show this week because that's probably not going to happen. I'm sorry. We're a little tired. We're a little cold, and we got some bruises and broken.
Buddy
things.
Still has energy, right?
I got a little bit.
Yeah, he was our photographer while Monica and I and the rest of the crew went out and got our asses kicked this morning. But yeah, that'll be cool. I'm going to take the footage you got and make like a neat little music video out of it. Put it on the page there.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
In the meantime, how about some horror news?
Yeah.
Horror news.
All right, let's have it.
The only news that I was able to find was, so the Walking Dead finale was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there is a petition out now. Did you hear about this?
I kind of glanced over something about this. What, give me the details.
So the fans are upset. They don't like the way the show ended. So they want an answer of who Negan killed.
They'll get it as soon as the next season starts.
I can't wait that long.
It's funny you bring this up. And I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's story here. But there's a little snippet on Bloody Disgusting that kind of confirms, sort of confirms.
That, right?
Did you hear it?
Yes, I did hear it.
Did you? Are you buying into it?
I don't know. Chuck told me that was a fake.
I don't know. I still have not seen the season finale. Oh. But, buddy, I know you're like 8 seasons behind right now, so I hate to ruin this for you.
Oh, no, it's all good.
But
I pretty much know everything about it.
Okay, good. Because they replay the audio and they break it down. Because apparently on that last episode, as the beating is being handed out, it kind of fades to black and you don't see who's getting their ass kicked.
Right.
But if you, the audio continues.
Uh-huh.
And according to Bloody Disgusting, they like broke it down and like whose voice and who's saying what. Everybody is shouting Glenn's name.
Oh, apparently. You heard Glenn out of that?
That's what Bloody Disgusting said.
That's also the comic, too.
That's what happens in the comic book, too.
The one that I heard was, I heard somebody yelling Carl's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I kept listening. I'm like, oh, my God, rewind, rewind.
Look out!
Uh-oh.
What,
to be continued.
That's part of how these shows stay in business, right. You know?
But see, I had another philosophy, too, because I watched like where all the cast members were sitting or on their knees, and he was on this side of Rick. He was on the right side.
Okay.
So it had to be somebody that was killed.
On the right side.
Who
else was on the right side of Rick?
Carl was on that side.
Okay.
Eugene was on that side. I'm not sure if forgetting her name.
Sasha?
Yes, she was on that side.
Okay.
And that's the only ones I can think of.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. That's just what I don't know.
We'll find out.
We will. You're just going to have to fucking wait until the next season.
Yeah, patience is a virtue.
That's right.
Well, you know me. I'm going to keep searching on the internet.
Buddy, what do you got, amigo?
All right, so Salem Season 3 is going to be out Halloween this year.
I've yet to watch an episode of Salem. Yeah, you guys?
I've only seen the first season. I liked it.
Any good? Pretty good?
Yeah,
I liked it. Okay, cool.
Beetlejuice, there's a rumor that Johnny Depp might be taking the Beetlejuice spot.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not on board with that.
A little controversy going on with that one.
Controversy?
Yep.
I don't care for it.
What happened to Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Not sure. They're just saying that it's just not looking too possible. But when you look on IMDb, Michael Keaton's name is still on it, and Johnny Depp isn't. So
okay.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
It's just a possibility.
That. Okay.
Starman by John Carpenter remake.
Oh.
That was probably my least favorite John Carpenter film.
Yeah, it's 1984.
It's pretty much a ripoff of E.T.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just with Jeff Bridges instead of a little green man type of thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And the last one I have, Corbin Nash, a movie called Corbin Nash. Corey Feldman is going to be playing a cross-dressing vampire.
Well, I mean, if the Feldman's in it,
yeah.
You know it's going to be quality.
Yeah, his name's Queenie.
Is this a sci-fi original? Because that's what it sounds like.
No idea, but it's got Rutger Hauer, Malcolm McDowell, Bruce Davidson. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's all I got.
The Feldman. I'm not into it. Cross-dressing vampire?
Yep.
Forget it.
That sounds like him in real life.
Right? Sounds like somebody else is in some tax trouble is what it sounds like. Oh, let's see what I got here. Red Band trailers for The Green Room are up. Mm-hmm. Remember Kreese telling us about The Green Room?
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty dope, dude.
Oh, okay.
White supremacists against, I don't know who, Patrick Stewart.
Mm.
Looks like he's going in there and putting a beat down on these white supremacists.
Okay.
Okay.
Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Patrick Stewart's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
X-Men, the Star Trek stuff, that other show that where he's like a coked up newsman or something like that. I like me some Patrick Stewart, so I'm psyched for that.
All right.
More Predator news. The Predator coming up, 2018. Mm-hmm. Looks like 50 Cent has signed on to be a part of it.
Budget just dropped down to 50 Cent.
That was good.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie with 50 Cent in it.
I have.
Which one?
Money
or Die or whatever it was.
I've seen the one where he's like the gangster.
Isn't that every 50 Cent movie?
No, because he played, there's a True Story one too, where he was like dying.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is the one he lost like 50 or 60 pounds for.
Ugh.
Okay.
All right. Any good though? It looked like he could
do some acting. Yeah, it was a heavy drama. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
We talked before about the upcoming Adam Wingard's Death Note. Remember that one? It's a movie adaptation of a manga or a Japanese comic book. Basically, you got some kid that finds like a magical notebook, and any name he writes in the notebook is somebody that guy's got to die.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Looks like this bad guy's headed straight to Netflix.
Mm. Okay.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
No.
You know, you get some good movies on there.
Mm-hmm.
And who gives a shit about theaters anymore?
I'll check it out.
That's what I say. Stills are up, and a plot synopsis for Tom Cruise's Mummy remake.
Oh.
Hmm. It actually doesn't sound that bad. Okay. Tom Cruise plays like the leader of a Navy SEAL team,
mm-hmm.
and they come across, they're in Iraq or Afghanistan, and they come across the tomb of the mummy, and then they go down there, and from what I read, slowly Tom Cruise like starts getting taken over by the mummy.
Oh.
So the stills don't really show much. Other than him in a Navy SEAL outfit.
Who is the mummy?
Do you mean
the
actual name of the mummy?
Well, the actor.
Oh, I don't think even going to have one. I think it's just going to be like a husk.
CG.
Oh.
Could be that too. I don't know. I don't. Could be something else. Lastly, are you like me? Do you miss yourself some Mel Gibson? I know I do.
I do, actually.
I like Mel Gibson. I understand he's got some weird ideas regarding Jewish people, but other than that, I think he's all right. Looks like he has signed on to star in the upcoming Bloodfather movie.
Okay.
Basically, what you have here is a young lady steals a bunch of money from a Colombian drug cartel, and she's being hunted, so she calls her ex-biker loser father, Mel Gibson, to protect her.
Is he going to play the same character from, like, what was that called? Payback? Payback?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. I like Payback.
That was a good
Payback
movie.
Payback was pretty good. That's all I got on the horror news, kids. You guys got anything else?
No.
Well, I guess it's listener mail time, then.
Listener mail.
Oh, yeah. Emails, voicemails, the whole thing here.
All right.
Let's see who we got up first here. Sean coming in right here in Reno, Nevada.
What's going on, Sean?
Subject line, Meat Hook. Did you get a chance to watch his American Guinea Pig yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, take your time. Subject line, Meat Hook. All right, this week's Meat Hook, top three villains. I'll go with Jigsaw for all the reasons you guys already mentioned. The dude that turned Justin Long into a walrus in Tusk. I gotta admit, I don't want to be turned into a walrus.
No.
But from what I understand, that movie is poo, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should watch it, though.
I know, you keep telling me that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I got a bone to pick with you later in the show.
Oh, boy.
About a different movie you told me to watch.
Uh-oh.
Because the ability to hide that kind of crazy long enough to get the chance and then actually pull off turning someone into a walrus monstrosity is pretty scary. And probably my number one would be The Collector from The Collector.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those
movies?
That's
a good one.
That guy was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That first one had one of the hottest sex scenes I've seen in a while. When the teenage girl comes in and she's getting down with Bauhaus playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's raining out and she's got a wet shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to excuse myself here for a second. Because fighting your way through a series of ridiculous death traps only to be put in a box sounds kind of shitty. Sean, I agree completely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did you guys see the second one where he turns the whole hotel into a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
The only problem I have with the first one is the timeline. Because the dude is like painting the house and then he leaves and then like 2 hours later he comes back and the whole place has been renovated with all these traps.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't, I
I didn't even pay attention to that.
There's an awful lot of construction going on there in the 2.5 hours he was gone. Does the collector have like a work crew that comes in and
just go with the flow?
I know I'm thinking too much. If Alan were here, he'd be like, dude, flaming skeleton on a motorcycle. Quit asking questions. let's see who's up next here. Tim coming in, Sydney, Australia.
Hey, Tim.
Subject line, hello. Hello there, friends. Long time no speak. It's been a busy few weeks with work commitments, funerals, weddings, etc. All happening, but good to be back. Just want to tell you my three on a meat hook. Number three, Leatherface. Mm-hmm. I don't want my face cut off. Mm-mm. That's true. I don't care for that. No. I don't want that.
Especially if you're alive.
Yeah. Oh. Two, Predator. I don't want to be skinned.
Again.
Well, if I recall, though, Predator usually kill you before he skins you, right?
Yeah.
If I'm dead, then you can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
Well, in Predator, there was that one guy. Wasn't he upside down, like, alive?
Which guy?
Oh, I don't remember who it was. But he was hanging in a tree upside down.
He's dead.
He was dead?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure they were all dead. Number one, Freddy Krueger. I really like my sleep, so I don't want anything to disturb me. Mm-hmm. Hope all is well. I leave it at that and talk next time. Clearly, Tim doesn't have any fucking kids.
I don't think so.
If he did have kids, he would be well used to his sleep being disturbed. And probably wouldn't. I actually hope for Freddy Krueger. Because then I know I'm actually at least getting some rest.
Right.
I may get my torso shredded or whatever, but still, at least I'm gonna get some decent sleep. That's it for the emails. Let's check out some voicemails here, shall we? I believe this to be Alan.
Woo!
Woo! I'm a little wooed out.
Woo!
I did a whole lot of wooing this morning, Alan. Sorry. Let's see what Alan has to say.
Padded room, what's up? I know this is early. I'm not even done with the show. I'm just listening to it.
Okay.
You know I'm a horror fan, and I dug The Witch. I thought it was done really well.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it. And Saint Funko Pops. I got a bunch of them.
What is the appeal?
I don't know, man. They just like put in your room. They look cool. I dig them. Especially like them turning like really twisted characters into like
cutesy dolls.
Cutesy stuff, or well, cutesy anyway. I don't know. I just dig them. There's something about them I like. All right. I'll get back to y'all later with other stuff. Bye.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat there, Alan.
Yeah. To each its own.
You think those things are going to like appreciate in value?
Mm-mm.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Unless you keep them in the package.
Or if you get them autographed. And,
oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be something. Very cool, Alan. Glad you like The Witch. And congratulations on the Funko thing. Well, it's that time of the show, boys and girls. You may want to remove your headphones.
The star of the show.
The only reason people listen to this fucking show. Gracie's Poppy.
Hey, it's GP.
What's up, GP?
Let me start, I guess, with the meat hook.
He sounds tired.
The most terrifying horror films.
What do you got?
How about... My number three would be the creepy creature guy from Poltergeist 2. He was kind of fucking creeping me out.
He was.
Is that the old guy?
Yeah.
Two, Norman Bates. Hmm. Now, before you all ask, he is like a little unassuming guy. And he, you know, flicks a switch and it gets that crazy thing. If you don't think he's terrifying, how about...
I could take him in a fight.
Whenever you take a shower, I make sure I lock the fucking door, and I don't keep my eyes shut for more than 5 seconds at a time.
I don't, but I have a shower fantasy that I'm hoping to...
That shower scene is always on my fucking mind, ever since I fucking saw it. Mm-hmm. It's with me. It'll be with me to the day I die. So that's terrifying right there. And number one, of course, would be Hannibal Lecter.
That's I don't think I could take him in a
he's
fight.
He's polite, he's engaging, he's charismatic. You could talk to him at a dinner party and have a pleasant conversation with him, all the while he's thinking about what's the best way to cook you. So that's kind of fucked up right there. So that's my meat hook.
Very cool.
Education of Miss Monica, where were the most horror movies shot? I don't know, but you know, I just, out of curiosity, I looked up on the interwebs
the Google machine.
How many were shot in New Jersey. It is what I come up with. 13th Child, which was about the Jersey Devil. I saw it. It sucked.
I agree.
Buckaroo Bonds, The Adventures of Buckaroo Bonds.
Is that a horror film, though?
Horror movie, but if you haven't seen it,
it's pretty good.
Amityville Horror.
Really?
Parts of it were filmed in Tom's River.
Okay.
Brain Scan, Class of Nuclear High. Brain Scan. Escape from New York has the opening scene in Bayonne, New Jersey. Of course, you have Friday the 13th, both the original and the remake. Hellboy. Cool.
Hellboy.
Oh, wow.
Jaws, you know, is not filmed in the, or yeah, not filmed in New Jersey, but it is based on actual great white shark attacks in the Jersey Shore, on the Jersey Shore in 1916.
Hmm.
In fact, there's a movie called the Jersey Shore attack, Shark Attacks.
Wow.
Which probably was
interesting.
At least it wasn't Jaws. The Prowler was filmed in Cape May, New Jersey.
Hmm.
Something called Satan's Playground, which stars Felissa Rose from the crazy chick with the dick in the Camp Sleepaway. And then, of course, Toxic Avenger, all of them.
Yeah.
And War of the Worlds, the remake. And, of course, the original radio play was totally set in New Jersey. In fact, set not far from my grandparents' set. So I would, like, drive by all the scenes that they were the... all the places they were discussing on the thing.
Sweet.
Cool.
So that's what I got. All right. Immersion Therapy, Witching and Bitching. It's okay, I guess. But, I mean, I can't. They talk too fucking fast. Like, we can still. What do you like to do? What do you like to do? What do you do? And the subtitles can't fucking keep up with them.
Yeah, I noticed that,
too. They're like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Me, too.
And the subtitles are like, maybe 3 seconds behind whatever. So, what do you mean? Why is this person saying that? No, it's what? Whatever.
I read at a third grade level as it is.
The greatest thing I ever fucking saw. And then, like, I kind of thought maybe you see some titties, and you did, but holy fuck, man, I don't want to see those titties.
Yeah, man.
Fucking Christ.
This is really out of control.
That's it. Yeah, man. That is it. I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks for calling in, GP.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good... I try to avoid subtitles whenever possible. I mean, I can read just fine, but if they're going too fast, it's going to fuck me up. As did happen with the old Witching and Bitching. Alan called back.
Padded room, what's up?
What's up, dude?
I got my prize pack. That's really awesome.
Nice.
I really dig it. That book, Daily Made, the journal, that's awesome.
Sweet.
Loving the shirt. Everything is really great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope everybody had a good time at the mud run and y'all went out and kicked some ass. let's see. Meat Hook, Villains, Hannibal Lecter, Leatherface, and Satan.
There is Satan.
Monica's question. I got to go with California. I mean, that just seems like the most logical answer. You know, other states may be gaining, but it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
You too, Alan.
All right.
Thanks for calling in again. Yeah. That's a good point. That's where I'm leaning with the education of Miss Monica.
Yeah.
It'd be California, just because that's where everything is filmed. That's mm-hmm. where all the studios are. We got a new one here from a new listener.
All right.
It's local. I don't know who the hell this is, so let's play it.
La película Witches and Bitches fue tan rara. Yo no sé qué clase de película de terror fue esta, pero en verdad casi ni hubo terror. ¿Y qué clase de historia es esta en contra de las mujeres que le hicieron al pobre director? Yo no sé, pero en verdad no la recomendaría.
Anyone?
Did we get told off?
Anything? I think we might have.
I don't know.
I caught witching and bitching.
I caught witching and bitching. Muchas gracias, señorita. That's all I got. I don't know. Anybody, any Spanish at all?
If anybody can translate that, please
call
back.
We have any other bilingual listeners out there that would like to let us know what the hell that was all about?
I have no idea.
Me neither. I got witching and bitching, so she obviously checked out the immersion therapy.
Maybe she starred in the movie.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah.
If that's Eva, or whatever her name was.
Eva, yeah.
I got a broomstick right out there. She can have it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see. Well, we'll get into that in the Murden Therapy. That's it. That's all we got on the listener mail this week, kids. You guys got anything for Sean, Tim, Alan, GP, or the Senorita?
I just want to say thanks to all the new people that are hitting us up now and listening absolutely. To the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And by all means, feel free to drop us a line and introduce yourself.
Yeah, email, absolutely. Call.
We're happy to make fun of you. Or you can make fun of us, however you want to do it. Yeah. I don't care.
And we'll take naked pictures, too. We're okay with it.
If you want to see it, baby, I'll show it to you. Prepare to be wildly disappointed, but I'll show it to you.
Especially out there in the cold.
Woo! Youch! That guy is extremely average. All right, let's get into a movie, you fucking savages.
I just want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom and my mom. I am so, so sorry. Because it is my fault. Because it was my project.
Search of the three missing Montgomery College students continues in Frederick County tonight.
10 days and thousands of man hours have been unable to produce any clues.
We have a few leads, a few other options we want to take advantage of, and just try to put together some pieces to this puzzle.
Do you believe the occult may be involved in the disappearance of your son?
I am so scared.
Yeah, we're talking about the old Blair Witch Project from 1999, starring Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Josh Leonard. Written and directed by Daniel Merrick and Eduardo Sanchez. Yeah.
I just want to apologize to everybody right now.
Oh. Did they get paid for this?
Yeah. I don't know what happened, man. I like this movie.
Yeah.
But I watched it last night, and I just wanted to throw karate kicks at these three kids. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm just like, what is your, are you stupid? What are you doing? You're dumb. You're dumb people. So basically, the best way to approach this, if you have access to it, there's actually a mockumentary out there. I believe it's called The Curse of the Blair Witch or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. You're going to want to watch that first, if you can, because a lot of the little subtleties of this are going to make a lot more sense if you watch that first. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we have here are three student filmmakers trying to... Well, we have one cunty student filmmaker that's trying to make a documentary and has basically bullied her two friends into doing it with her, is what I feel like.
Yeah.
Just... the unlikability of Heather Donahue is almost overpowering to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I want a fucking throat puncher.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She wasn't even cool when she took that shot.
Took the shot? No.
Oh, no.
The whole time. All right. Very alpha female and very, we'll get into that. We start off with a quick little, kind of like an introduction. It's basically these three kids getting ready to go. The project that they are trying to shoot, loosely entitled The Blair Witch Project, is a documentary about a phenomenon in the small town of Burkittsville, Maryland. Apparently in the early 1940s, there was a string of child murders by a dude named Rustin Parr, who was a local hermit that kind of lived up in the hills. And just one day, about seven kids, I believe, disappeared. Mm-hmm. One day he comes walking into town and he's like, I did it. I'm done. Okay. And then they search his cabin up in the hills and they find seven little kid dead bodies. Hmm. Now, the prelude to that would be circa 1820, whatever the hell, or whenever the original village of Burkittsville, at the time it was called Blair, was founded, round about the time of the early settlers, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a young lady there by the name of Ellie Kedward, who was accused of witchery or witchcraft, and again, a bunch of disappearances of kids. She was ostracized because she wasn't really Christian and didn't go to church or anything. So the townspeople lynched her, took her out into the woods, tied her to a tree, and left her there to die. About, a couple years later, kids started disappearing again, and ever since then, this legend of the Blair Witch has been perpetrated.
Right.
So what we have now is these three knucklehead fucking filmmakers that think they're going to make a documentary about the Blair Witch. It involves going to some landmarks that were fucking notorious landmarks. I'm tired. Okay. Leave me the hell alone. Some notorious landmarks around the Black Hills of Maryland. Also some in the town of Burkittsville. And then a nice little camping trip out in the hills there to try to, I think they were trying to find a cemetery that was out in the hills was the original target. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't work out so well, did it? Fucking jackasses.
No, however, I could see us doing something like this.
It turned out a lot better, I'll tell you that.
Goddamn right it would. I know a little something about land navigation. Something these three assholes have no clue about. Okay. Now, bear in mind, I'm a little hostile towards this one. First of all, because it made an idiot out of me. When it first came out in 1999, I was still in the Marine Corps. And there was a guy in my platoon from, I told you the story, from Maryland. And he just jumped right on board, baby. Oh, yeah. I knew that chick. She went in the hills there, and they never found her, man. And my sister used to date one of those guys. The fuck, kids go up there all the time, never come back. I'm shitting my pants.
I was suckered into believing it, too.
I am shitting my pants. And I got to tell you, they did a hell of a job marketing this. This is viral marketing at its finest. Took the kids, put them in hiding, didn't let them come out for a year until after the movie debuted. Put up fucking missing posters all over the place. Beautiful. Hmm. Had me hooked, tell you that right now. About made a vagina out of myself in the Marine Corps. So, that's where we're picking it up. Basically, this film that we're about to get into is entirely stock footage recovered from... as the story goes, they found the cassettes and the cameras in a backpack underneath the foundation of a burned out cabin in the woods. Hmm. So, excuse me. There's that, and a little of that too. So, the footage that we're looking at is what they shot leading up to their disappearance. I may vomit. I might just vomit in here.
Need a bucket?
I got one. Yeah, see there. So we pick up with the little disclaimer of 1994, three student filmmakers went into the Black Hills, Maryland to try to film a documentary about the Blair Witch. They were never seen or heard from again. A year later, the footage was found, and this is the footage. Mm-hmm. Start off with meeting our three main characters. We have Heather, the cunt rag Donahue. Mm-hmm. I want to punch her in the neck. Mm-hmm. We have Josh Leonard, who seemed like an all right kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I like about Josh was he seemed to be the only guy that could just say, hey, we're completely fucked. I don't know what I'm doing here. Somebody needs to get me out of here.
Yeah.
I like that. If I don't know something, I'm the first to admit it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I signed up for this mud run. I thought there was going to be hot dogs afterwards. Now I'd like my hot dog.
Yeah. There was no hot dogs.
There were no hot dogs unless you wanted to pay for them. You ass wipes.
Where's my hot dog?
And then you have Mike, the sound guy. Again, he's just kind of there to get sound. And I think they all kind of agreed, looked at like a map and all kind of agreed on where they were going. Without actually going and looking at the terrain or taking into account any kind of backpacking or hiking equipment.
Right.
Just stupid.
Yeah, we're going here. Okay, let's go.
It's about 12 miles that way. It's all uphill and we've got 90-pound packs on our back. We'll be there in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Fucking stupid. All right, whatever. So we start off at Heather Donahue's place, and she's giving us the whole rundown on the Blair Witch, and she's got all of her books lined up, and we need this one because it's got the thing about Coffin Rock, and we need this one, and here's my little field guide to fucking backpackery or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Josh shows up, and she's like, hey, Mr. Punctual. And then they go pick up Mikey, and Mike's the big guy, and they all get into Josh's piece of shit car and drive off to Burkittsville. I don't know where we started out at, but I'm assuming it's somewhere on the East Coast because it didn't seem like it was that far of a drive. Maybe Baltimore area.
Maybe.
So they get to Burkittsville, and they start off by doing some quick interviews with the locals, asking people about the Blair Witch, whether they believe in any of that shit. One shining ray of light happens right here in this movie where the little girl is picking her nose and eating it while they're interviewing her mom. Oh, I like it. We get some very interesting stories about, you know, people seeing things in the woods and the fucking ghosts in the woods, and don't go in there. You're going to not be seen or heard from again. One old timer gives us the breakdown of the Rustin Parr story. Basically, the old hermit killed 7 kids and then they went up there and found him. Pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. We get to that first night. Now they're in the hotel room, and basically Heather is just bossing people around. And, like, trying to be one of the guys at the same time. Pour me a shot. I fucking need a shot right now. You need another room, because I don't want to be around you.
God, her acting was so forced.
There is no acting here. That's what almost makes this worse. This is them not acting. You understand? This is the real Heather Donahue we're looking at. Which makes me want to throat punch her even more. God, bitch, shut up. At some point, we're going to fuck. Just because I'm that angry with you. And you're going to give up some ass, or I'm going to leave you out here to die. all right, so that's all right. The next day, they get some more interviews. They meet a young lady by the name of Mary Brown, who lives in a trailer out on the outskirts of town. They go interview her. She's a royal nutbag. She basically describes like a Sasquatch-type creature, right?
Yeah.
She's like, it had hair all down its front, and it just, with the hair, and very beautiful hair. Okay, all right.
So it had hair.
All right, this is documentary filmmaking 101 right here. Interview her. Now we are about to head out to the woods there. First destination is Coffin Rock. The history behind Coffin Rock is apparently when the first child went missing from Blair, search party went out to find her, never came back. Some fishermen on this particular rock found the dead bodies of the search party, kind of strung together hands to feet with like some weird occult cryptic etchings or scratches in their chests and foreheads and stuff.
Yeah.
Went and got the sheriff. When they came back, the bodies were gone. So Heather needs to go to Coffin Rock because she's going to read this little fucking entry in her book for the documentary on Coffin Rock. They get to Coffin Rock, no problem. There's actually 2 fishermen there, and they're fishing and hanging out. And they tell some more stories about, oh, I saw a misty kind of a thing come out of the trees there, and it saw me, and then it just mistied itself right back into the trees. All right, perfect.
Right.
Anybody seen a witch? Because I think that's what we're looking for. We found Sasquatch.
Right.
We found some kind of a misty ghost thing.
Mm-hmm.
No sign of a witch.
Nope.
Excellent. Into the woods we go. Yeah. Robin Hood and his merry men. So that now they're trekking through the woods there. Okay. Now I'm a former United States Marine. Okay. Land navigation is something that was pounded into my head early and often. When you're trying to get from point A to point B in the middle of the woods, you can't just look at your compass and be like, that way. That's not how it works, dude. Cause that's basically what I love that one scene where Heather pulls out the compass and she's like, and then they go off that way. You don't know what you're doing, dude. Did anybody? Oh.
I have to say, I'm a really good map reader.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you put me in the woods and handed me the map, I'd be fucked. I'd be like, which way are we going?
Well, these days, you don't even need a map. You get by with your cell phone, which you probably will have a pretty good signal out there. It's very simple. It's called terrain association. You climb a tree, you say, okay, here's a creek, and there's a mountain. You shoot an azimuth using your little compass, and you find out, okay, that's 14 degrees from where I'm at, and then the hill over there, that's 27 degrees from where I'm at. Then you pull out your map, you plot the creek, and you plot the hill, and then you draw the lines from the azimuth using a protractor, and wherever they meet, that's where you are.
That is way too much work. I'm going down the creek. I'm following the creek.
It's not fucking rocket science. And if these jerkwads had even looked at any kind of a map reading book, they could have easily... Or, as you just stated, you follow the fucking creek, and you're either going to end up in the Atlantic Ocean or a nice beach resort somewhere on the Jersey Shore.
Which wouldn't be too bad.
Not at all. Maybe get a massage or something. All right, so now we're not quite lost yet. We're looking for some kind of a fucking cemetery. We're up in the woods there. We're peeping around, and we're playing like fun little games and shit and making fun of the fat kid when he takes his shirt off. Very nice. Pretty soon we come across a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we found some rocks in the fucking forest.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Holy fucking crap. I get it. I'd probably be a little... I'd scratch my head. I don't think I'd jump to any conclusions. They find piles of rocks. What, 7 of them, I think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. 7 piles of rocks. Nifty. Yeah.
I would have just thought whoever came through here put those there, not a witch.
Yeah, whatever. They're freaking right out about it. Sun setting. They camp down for the night there. Nothing happens that night. We're all good. I think the next night they try to go back up there and get footage. Oh, no, that was with the stick people. Oh, excuse me. Now we're trying to find our cemetery again. I think... Did we get back on the fucking road or the fucking trail or whatever it is? Tempers are starting to flare because apparently we were supposed to be at the cemetery by now, but we're not.
Right.
Not even any sign of a cemetery or a trail or anything. I think this is when we came across the stick figures. Yeah? No. No, it's not.
That was later.
Yeah.
Is that when they lose the map?
I think we're getting there. Okay. Yeah, it was after we lost the map. So we bed down the second night. Second night, we get some weird shit happening after outside the tent.
Yeah.
Basically, it sounded to me like somebody was throwing rocks. Did you guys get anything?
No. It sounded about the same thing.
Well, somebody's throwing fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or rocks are just falling, and they're like hitting into other rocks.
Something.
They're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
They jump out, and they're like, oh, we got to get it on tape. Whoa. Yeah. Mikey, the fat kid, is like, I'm not going out there, dude. So Heather freaks out and like starts yelling at him and calling him a pussy.
That pissed me off.
Fucking pissed me off, too, bitch.
Get out there.
You get out there. Here's the fucking microphone. Have fun. I'm going back to sleep. Jesus. And she's got this whole diatribe lined up about, oh, I just want to get it. I want to get it on audio and video, and I just want to get it. Okay, we get it. You'd like to be a documentarian. But what you actually are is a cunt rag. Right. So congratulations. You've succeeded on one of those two things. Okay. Very cool. It's creepy, I guess, but they're out there, and she's like, hello?
There.
My biggest concern would be like rednecks, rubes, you know.
That is a good possibility. Yeah.
I'm much more afraid of that. Like, I'll get mauled by a bear. I'll go in for that. What I don't want is somebody taking my backdoor virginity. You know what I mean?
I'll
take the bear attack over the butt rape.
Be the bear.
That's just my own. Wow. No, I'm really fucked.
Literally.
No pun intended. So that sucks. Next day they wake up. They're like, oh, what the hell was that? They take off walking again. I think it's right about now. We just say, to hell with the cemetery. Let's just go back to the car.
Yeah.
All right. Good plan. Because I've had about enough of this fucking bitch. Yeah. And I don't want any part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if my calculations are correct, they're starting to get a little gamey right about now. A little stinky in the pits. I didn't see any deodorant in any of those backpacks. Just saying. Just saying. They're walking. I think our first point of panic is when we come across what appears to be the same log on multiple occasions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same fucking log. We're lost. No, we're not lost. I know exactly where we are. No, we're fucking lost. No, we're not. And I get it. If she had any clue of what was going on, she could conceivably take a different route back to the car, or at least back to the road that they parked on, without hitting any of the same landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
That part makes sense to me. Her land navigational skills apparently need some work, however, because they are completely fucking lost.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little kind of a tussle over who's going to carry the map and where they're going and which direction they should be headed in. All right, very cool. Keep walking. I think we are not going to get to the car tonight, so we have to camp again.
Yep.
But Heather's insisting we're about 2 hours away. If we are 100% sure that we're 2 hours away from the car, let's go. I don't want to spend another night out here with crazy rock throwers. I'd rather just get to the fucking car. Yeah. I'll walk in the dark for 2 hours if we'll get there and get back to a Best Western where I can put some distance between me and the beanie-wearing cunt rag that won't shut up.
Right.
Okay. All right. Easy enough. Get back to it. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, these aren't ex-Marines. These are college kids, and their tempers are flaring, and that's why Heather is being such a bitch bag. I submit to you that she was a bitch bag the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what layer of bitch bag and bitch baggery you're going to...
That's right.
I just made that word up. Bitch baggery. Which layer we're going to dive into. Right now, we're about on the seventh layer of bitch baggery.
Yeah.
By the time this movie's over, we're at a solid 15.
Mm. We're going to chop her into pieces by the time it's over.
All right. Creepy stuff. Now we cut to this night, again with the rock throwing. We're getting up. We're getting freaked out. This time, I got maybe some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you guys got a little bit? Either crying or laughing or something like
that? Laughing.
Laughing, yeah.
Something hits the tent and shakes it, I think, or just kind of paws at it or something like that. Sends them running right the fuck out of there. They just go peeling out of the tent, out into the darkness. And they run for probably a good quarter mile. These three kids are probably ready for Mud Factor. just saying. Just looking at their sprint as they come out of there. You know, they're going to be right over those walls in no time.
Right.
They're even carrying packs, for Christ's sakes. They are good to go. They go a good quarter mile, and then they just kind of hunker down. And all their shit in their campsite is a quarter mile away. They don't move until the sun comes up. As soon as they get back to their campsite, their tent is wrecked. For some reason, Josh's backpack has been opened up and splayed all over the place. And it has some kind of goop on it, too, which we don't know what the hell that's all about. All right, creepy stuff. Well, that fucking sucks. What are you going to do? You know, kids out there roughing up your tent. Bad business. Should have probably stayed at the hotel.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay, bad business. Now we're walking around. Tempers are flaring again because we were supposed to be at the car first thing in the morning, and the car is nowhere to be seen. Neither is the road that it's parked on or anything at all.
With a wrong turn.
Fucking nothing. Apparently, at one point, Mike just kind of starts screaming for help. Nobody answers. Walk, walk, walk. They have to cross a creek. Heather gets her shoes wet, and she's like, "Why is everybody laughing at me? I just think it's great that everybody thinks it's funny that I got my shoes wet." And they're like, "Shut up, bitch. We all got our shoes wet. We just think it's funny because you're a cunt rag." Funny. All right. So that's what happens. And eventually we stop to do a map check, and we realize that the map is gone. Now tempers are really starting to flare. Josh is blaming Heather. Heather's like, "I gave you the map," and they're going back and forth. Mike is suspiciously quiet during this little argument, rightfully so.
This part drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Just tell me, did you take the map?
Yeah.
Did she take the fucking map?
I will just feel better if I know that one of you has it, okay? I'll feel better if you shut up.
Yeah, where's the duct tape?
Yeah. I'll feel better if you start walking the opposite direction and don't stop. I'll send a helicopter for you. that's what happens, and then they something else, and they start laughing, and then Mike comes clean, and he's like, "I kicked the fucking map into the river."
Oh my god. This scene here.
His argument was that the map was useless because none of them knew how to read it. I agree with him on the nobody knowing what the fuck to do with the map. I don't agree with him on the useless part, because worst case scenario, we could burn it for fire kindling or something.
It's never useless.
You could wipe your butt with it. You know? Yeah. You're going to run out of TP eventually. that's what's happening. Now Heather starts screaming at him and attacks him, and then Josh is like, "You're fucking kidding, right?" And they get into a little shoving match. Eventually, they separate to their three corners where nobody is talking to anybody because we're all pouting now, because that's going to save our lives, pouting. All right.
I was just glad she shut up there for
me
a minute.
Too. Me too. All right. So eventually we kind of gather our wits about, and we just decide that we're going to walk south, I think, from there, because I don't know. I don't know what drew them to that conclusion. Yeah. Okay, we're going to walk south.
Yeah, they even know which way south was.
Well, they have a compass, but other than using it as jewelry, I don't think so. So they take off. They're walking south now. They're all fired up. Eventually, they come to this weird spot in the forest where there's like a bunch of stick figures just kind of chilling.
Yeah.
Like hanging from trees and perched on things. And pretty creepy. I might be creeped out if I came across that.
Yeah.
I'm a, you know, Indian burial ground or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be there with that. That's no. What good ever came out of Indian burial grounds? Remind me to ask Nez that next time I see him. Nez, burial grounds, yes or no? What do you think? They get a little bit of footage, but I think we have had an impacted colon full of Heather on the camera. So they're like, put the fucking camera down. Quit filming everything. Let's get us back to the car. Take that stupid beanie off, too. She gets some footage, and then they catch up, and then they come across the creek with the log going across that we've already watched them cross twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fucking bullshit! Fucking fuck! Fucker! Fucking fuck face! Fucking fucker! There's the fucking log! We crossed it twice, we walked south all day, and now we're right back at the fucking log again! Crack!
Yeah.
Crack survivalmanship here, if that's even a word. Well done, guys. Way to keep a level head. They're like, all right, well, we're not going anywhere tonight. I guess we might as well pitch a tent here. So they camp out that night. That night, I don't think anything really happened that night, except until the next morning when they wake up and Josh is missing.
Yeah.
No more Josh.
Mm-mm.
He's just fucking gone. They do a lot of yelling for him. Fucking Josh! Josh! Yeah.
And she had a terrible yell, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't they take her?
She's very, right?
Exactly.
I would have been way happier.
Yeah.
Finally.
Now we can get to
now
the car.
Now we can go to the car and get the fuck out of here. Yeah. God. She fucking bitch had us walking around in circles. That sucks. They hang out there, I think, for most of the day, thinking that Josh might come back.
Right.
He doesn't, of course. I don't think they really went anywhere that day. Sleep that night. They wake up to like a lot of moaning out in the woods. Like agonized screaming stuff. Nothing audible, just a lot of weird grunting and moaning.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out there. They think it's Josh. It probably is. Start yelling again, fucking Josh, where are you? I don't know, shit. That's pretty much all that happens that night. Wake up the next morning. Heather wakes up first, goes outside. There's like a bundle of sticks wrapped up in some cloth. Mike's not up yet. She like opens up the sticks. It's pretty obvious that it was Josh's shirt, or at least a strip of Josh's shirt that was like tying it all together. Opens it up, and I'm saying a couple teeth and a tongue. Is that what you guys got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's bloody.
Yeah.
And there's like a package inside the sticks, and it looked to me like a couple of teeth and a tongue. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Now we're really freaked out. Heather doesn't tell Mike anything about that, though.
Mm-mm.
That part I get. There's no point in freaking him out even more, right? Might as well just wash that one under the rug.
Yep. Is what it is.
Yep. Well, I guess we won't be hearing from Josh anytime soon. So they pack up. They start walking. I think they're headed south still, right? And it's just the two of them now. At this point, we're going to fuck Heather Donahue. That's all there is to it. The other guy's gone, so it won't be as awkward, but I'm still going to fucking put it in you because you pissed me off and you owe me some ass at the very least.
Some angry sex.
That's right. Might even put it in your butthole. I'm not asking permission. I'm not asking permission, Heather. That's what's happening. We get, of course, we have to camp again because we don't know where the hell we are. We camp out that night. This time we get woken up by more screams. This time it clearly is Josh screaming, and he's like, hey, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Heather and Mike go running out of the tent. Where are you? And they're like, okay, it sounds like it's coming from that way. So they take off running. What they come across is an old house.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking dilapidated, beat up to shit, and it sounds like the screams are coming from inside. Mm-hmm. So they go inside, and I guess apparently at first it sounded like the screams were coming from upstairs. So they run upstairs, and what we're seeing as they're going upstairs is a lot of little handprints on the walls, mm-hmm. like from little kids, and also a lot of like weird occult symbology going on, like runes, yeah. stuff like that. Go upstairs, don't see anything, and then we hear Josh scream again, and Mike's like, "He's coming from downstairs!" So they go running downstairs. Mike is hauling ass. Heather's like just screaming and freaking out and like taking her time. Mike goes running down there, gets hit, I guess, yeah. with something, knocks the camera loose.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's right behind him. She gets downstairs, turns, and sees Mike standing in the corner,
yep.
and then she gets knocked down too.
Boom.
And that's pretty much your movie.
That's it in a nutshell.
You know what? How come they didn't like follow the river downstream?
They're stupid. Because they're the stupid. Yeah. They're the stupidest fucking people on the face of the planet. I get it. You need to be lost. That's what for the purpose of the story. You have mm-hmm. to get lost in the woods.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'm with you. But when you keep coming across the same landmarks, then it's going to be pretty easy to find yourself your way back.
Yeah.
And I guess we want to invoke some kind of supernatural theory here that says that it kept them spun around or whatever, or discombobulated so they couldn't find their way back. That's fine.
I would have just sat down on the log. Okay, you guys look, and then see them come right back around again.
Yeah.
Here I am.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. What I would have done if I was completely lost, I would have, like, taken a couple of hours and just done nothing but drank water and rested. And then, like, as soon as the sun come up, I would have dropped my pack, every piece of equipment I had, and just ran along the river.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably hit something within a couple hours.
I'd probably start a forest fire.
And there's no way, if you're going downstream, you're not going to come across that log again.
No.
There's no way.
No. Unless the Blair Witch has warped your time-space reality and
yeah.
there is that
transported you back to
yeah she could be following you.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. I actually here's the thing, I actually like this movie. I don't like Heather Donahue,
yeah,
and I refuse to let her ruin this movie for me. So
that's
I'm gonna,
hard
it is because she's such a fucking grating yeah. bitch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they picked her.
Maybe
could be.
Yeah,
I don't think maybe
she's a bitch. You're hired.
I don't think we are supposed to like her. Actually, yeah. Could be. I don't know. I still like it. I'm probably not going to watch it again for the next 5 years.
No.
Maybe ten.
Yeah, I agree.
Just the unlikability of that particular.
Yeah.
And she's not even really playing a character. They had no script for this movie. They just gave him like an outline, some cameras, and sent him out into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing was shot in like 8 days
mm-hmm.
for $22,000.
Yeah, piece of cake.
We
think.
Could easily do something like, well, not now because the found footage thing has kind of lost its allure a little bit, but we could come up with something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Good show. Check it out. You got to take Heather Donahue with a grain of salt. She's not acting anymore. That'll be a relief.
I actually Googled her to look her up.
She's like some kind of a marijuana distributor.
Yeah, exactly.
She needs it.
Yeah, right?
She actually doesn't look that bad. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
She's okay looking.
Yeah. Buddy's not buying it.
No.
He's like,
if you say so.
All righty. All right. Are you smoking some of that Heather Donahue stuff? All right, that's your Blair Witch Project. Pretty much jump started the found footage thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was the highest grossing independent film ever until My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That kind of knocked mm-hmm. it out of the contention there.
Hmm.
So that's something to think about. There is a you guys seen the sequel to this?
Yes.
Yes.
I actually like that one.
I do,
yes.
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the sequel is way better than this
yes.
one.
There's just the one, isn't there?
No, I think there's three.
No, there's just one. Book of Shadows.
Hmm.
You might be thinking of like the weird mockumentary maybe. Stuff. I don't know, whatever. All right, let's take us a little break and we'll do some other stuff, huh?
Yeah.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my head. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. It's about that time in the show, boys and girls. We like to do a little something we call Three on a Meat Hook.
Three on a Meat Hook.
Yeah. This week's Meat Hook, movies involving witchcraft or witchcraftery or witches in witchiness, witch stuff, cauldrons, and fucking black cats, that sort of thing.
And witches.
Witches. Buddy, why don't you start us off with number three, my man?
Number three, I'm going to go with 1996's The Crucible.
Oh, that's cool. Oh. Winona Ryder in that one, I think?
I believe so. Gosh, it's been a
yes,
while.
Yes, it is her. Yeah.
She accuses... Mm-hmm.
The Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah. 1692. Who the fucking... The guy... Daniel Day-Lewis, right? Is he in there?
I can't remember
It's been
guy.
A long time since I've seen
it. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's popped on my mind.
That's a good show. I like that one. And I like Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to her. I think she's hot. I think she's pretty...
I just didn't like her in Alien.
I especially liked her in Alien. Yeah. Short hair, little hot, sexy little cyborg girl. Love it.
I'd ride her.
Monica, how about number three, kid?
It's going to be Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Gypsy witchcraft.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That car combat scene was awesome.
Yeah, the old lady in there reminded me of, like, in Hungary, we have a lot of that weird shit
Gypsy
going
stuff?
On.
Yeah,
yes.
I bet.
So she freaked me out.
Nice. I think that was more of a comedy to me personally. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Weird eyeballs and the meat pies. Flies buzzing around. Uh-huh. Good times. My number three is a movie that a lot of people didn't like. I thought it was pretty good. It's called Dark Summer. I think we did it for immersion therapy a couple months back.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it a lot because you don't know there's witchcraftery involved until like the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Have you seen that one, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And you find out the kid's under a love spell the whole time, and that's why he's acting like a nutbag.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff. A lot of people didn't like it because they thought the ending was kind of cheap. I liked the ending. I thought it was badass.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. It was a good show. That's my number three. How about number two?
The Craft.
That's my number two also.
Yes. Three hot chicks, man. Four, actually.
Bang the living snot out of a punk rock Feruza ball.
Oh, man.
She looks crazy. She is crazy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she had an STD in that movie, which I'm okay with. I probably already had it, so it's no big deal to me.
Put it on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll be all right.
You got that? It's treatable? Okay.
I think you need a shot for that one. Or maybe two pills, I think they give you. You'll get a letter from the health department. You'll be fine.
That's right.
I don't know what it was about her that turned me on so much in that movie.
Maybe her eyes.
Just her, I've always
only in that movie, though.
I've like always had a thing for crazy chicks. I didn't care for her in American History X.
Yeah.
She was a little too crazy in that one.
Yeah.
Dropping N-bombs and screaming and shit. Yeah. Take it easy. you're gonna get somebody on parole or something. Monica, how about number two, babe?
My number two is 1989's Warlock.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Julian Sands.
I love Julian Sands.
Right?
Uh-huh.
God, there's like five of those movies in there.
Yeah. I didn't get past the first one. That was all I needed.
They're pretty good. I know like the last two, they switched them out with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never a good idea.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Julian Sands.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty good actor. Mm-hmm. He's in Rose Red.
Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia,
wasn't he also boxing Helena?
Could be, yeah.
Mm. Where he cut off her arms and legs.
That weirdo werewolf movie we did a couple months
ago. Oh, yeah, he was in that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in a few. He's a pretty good actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's really got that British thing down,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the long hair. That guy's just looking to pull some ass. That's what it is. He shows up with the accent and the long hair, and he's like, "Hello, ladies." The girls are like, "Oh God, so sexy."
Kegel exercises.
I'm smarter than you, by the way. I'm smarter than your husband too. My number two, I already mentioned, is The Craft. Also, little teen angst in there, mixed with witchcraft. That one came out. What did we say?
96.
96. Yeah, I was about a senior in high school about that time. Mm. An awkward senior in high school that would have loved to have had some witchcraft powers to hopefully do a little better with the ladies, but whatever. How about number one, buddy?
Witches of Eastwick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is Daryl Van Horn.
Yes. I love that movie. Those cherries.
Yeah, the cherry scene. when the bitches get their hands on the voodoo doll at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck old Jack up big time.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You got to bang one of those three chicks, buddy. Which one's it going to be? It's got to be Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, or Susan Sarandon.
I'm going to go Susan Sarandon.
I would probably go Cher. Just because I think she, if I remember right, she was like the artsy one out of the three. She was like making sculptures and something. Susan Sarandon was a music teacher.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer, I think, was a...
librarian?
Something like... She was like a school teacher or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And then Cher was like the artist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going Cher on that one. Yeah. Pretty hot stuff, dude. What do you think, Monica? I don't know which chick
those
you,
three.
I don't know which chick you want to bang.
I would pick Michelle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's not bad. Not bad looking. How about number one there, Monica?
Mine is going to be The Covenant.
Which one is that?
That's the four guys in school that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that one confused with The Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is... There's like 13 Brotherhood movies, and it's gay frat boy vampires.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one.
You can tell if you're watching a Brotherhood movie, because it's all just shirtless dudes grappling each other, you know? It's funny because they're not supposed to be gay movies, but they are fucking gay.
Oh.
Gay to the gayest power.
This one, remember the scene where the hot guy is on his Ducati?
No, I don't. It's been a long time since.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Right on. There's a couple sequels to that one, too, isn't there?
No, not that I know of.
There was.
Mm-mm.
My number one, Suspiria.
Oh, yeah.
Bad motherfucker right there.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's great. The cool part about it is that it actually plays as a slasher, but it's got that Dario Argento imagery, so it kind of the whole thing kind of feels like a psychedelic trip.
Hmm.
But you don't actually find out you're in witchcraft land until like the last half hour. And then after that, everything kind of clicks into place because the witchiness ramps up.
Oh, okay.
But and it's got a lot of that Italian eyeball trauma and like... chicks getting hung and then eviscerated.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to put that on my list for...
Part of a trilogy, Three Mothers. It's about three witches trying to bring about the end of the world. Good stuff, Suspiria, if you're in the mood for some Italians.
Right on.
Some Italian food or whatever you want to do. I think in the meantime, why don't we skip it on over to some... What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
May I just jump in here real quick?
Yes, you may.
Beaster Day 2014.
Oh, my God.
Beaster Day.
Okay.
You're going to explain this now?
No,
you're
I'm gonna just going to say this? The mayor was fucking awesome.
The mayor's he's like a hippie guy, and he wants to sell power tools made out of food products. He's got like a whipped cream power drill or something like that.
Awesome.
That's how he's gonna save the town from the giant horse-headed Easter bunny.
Holy, there was a lot of boobs in there for
there
you.
There was plenty of boobs.
Lots of boobs.
I like the boobs. What the fuck was going on with the actual Easter bunny though?
I don't know. That thing never moved. Did you notice it?
He would do like a kind of a... and it had like a horse. It was like a horse head with big rabbit ears.
Oh my
and
goodness.
It was CGI'd in there, but it looked like one of those marionette dolls or something. Because he's like... and then somebody gets ripped in half, and then he walks off. Yeah.
All right, I might have to check it out then.
What's going on?
How about the eyeball scene?
Oh, yeah, where the eyeball goes through the fucking window and lands in the guy's hell shake. Oh, stupid. It's low budget as shit. It's fine. It's ridiculous. You know?
Yes, it is.
I actually found this one to be pretty funny, as opposed to like a Blood on the Highway, which I thought was just dumb.
Okay.
Beaster Day from 2014, Voodoo Moon from 2006. This one is supposed to be a made-for-TV movie, but there's plenty of tits in there and some blood. And it's about this voodoo priest that has to do battle with a demon. But it's really just hunky dudes in trench coats yelling at each other with their long hair and their shirts off.
Oh. Okay.
And there's one part where they like float up in the air and cast spells at each other, whatever. A lot of screaming. Hmm. All Hallows Eve from 2013. Halloween anthology. It's kind of cool. I guess there's a sequel out to it. A couple kids go trick-or-treating. When they get back, they find a VHS tape in one of their candy bags. Put it in. It's got like these three or four short stories about this wicked clown and how he's
fucking
people.
Oh, I saw that one.
You see that one?
Yeah, I watched both of them.
How was the second one? I was thinking about checking out the second one. How's that one?
I think the second one might have been better than the first one.
First one actually wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You had a like a chick gets abducted from a subway, and then you had like an alien in a house. And the third one kind of involved the wraparound because the clown shows up at the house where the kids are watching the tape.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The clown was actually pretty creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy.
I like that dude. He's pretty good times.
Right on.
That's all I'm looking at. Monica, how about you?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So I finally got to watch Batman versus Superman.
Yeah? What do you think?
Really slow.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
The action was like the last 20 minutes of the movie. Yeah. Yeah, so, but I got past Ben Affleck being Batman. I was like, okay,
I heard
we'll just
did
roll
right.
with it.
I heard he was actually a lot better than the guy playing Superman.
I hate that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate Superman.
Hmm. I'm not a Superman fan.
Me neither.
So, and then I finally got to watch The Boy.
Which one?
The new one.
The one with the doll?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How's that?
Don't waste your time.
Really?
Yeah. It's what was that movie that we watched where the guy was living in the walls?
Oh, Housebound.
Yeah, there you go.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Housebound was pretty funny. Was that one funny at all?
No.
Oh.
It was not funny at all. Very disappointing. I watched this new one that just came out called Luciferous.
Okay. What is that all about?
You know, at the beginning.
Sounds like a black guy.
I was like a gay Satan. It's Lucifer. It's
Lucifer. Bring your ass.
The beginning has, you know, little clips about the devil, little, you know, comments they make. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to watch a good devil movie.
Right?
No, it was not. Oh. It was pretty much a husband and wife and a little girl and. A friend of theirs has been breaking into the house, making the husband think that he's hallucinating. The husband gets angry, kills the friend, wife goes crazy, and the little girl is missing forever.
So there's no Satan?
No, there's no Satan.
Ow.
Got to watch Exposed.
What is that?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
That was pretty new, right?
And that hot chick from Knock Knock plays in it. The French girl or the Spanish girl.
Eli Roth's wife?
The no,
blonde
the other,
or the brunette?
The blonde.
Woo!
Yeah.
I like her.
She's pretty good. It's worth checking out.
Okay.
Got to watch Into the Badlands of Cain.
What is that all about? Sounds like a biker movie.
It's not.
No?
It's pretty good. It's once again, you drive through this little town, your car breaks down. You know what? You never leave.
Oh, shit.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, one of those. I won't give it away.
All right.
I have tried watching The Witch twice now. I can't do it.
No good. See, this is what I get from all like the nutbag horror fans. With the exception of Alan. Alan liked it. It's just slow? Is that what the problem is?
It was just so much talking. Like you said, storyline. I just, I need action in my movies.
Oh, yeah, there's no action.
I did enjoy the goat.
Oh, yeah. The ending.
Yeah, that was worth watching.
Awesome.
At the very ending.
Yeah. And this one, I was waiting for it, and it was everything it was. Pandemic.
Okay.
Hmm. Yes. Worth watching.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Nice.
Hmm. I won't tell you guys about it if you're going to watch it.
Well, I mean,
I'll watch it, but
is it what it sounds like? Pandemic breaks out, people trying to stop it?
Yeah, pretty much. They send a team out to find people that aren't infected yet. And of course, you know, you never make it back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Cool. Righteous. Right on. Buddy, how about you, amigo?
Bella Kiss Prologue.
What the shit is that?
2013. Gosh, what was that?
You don't even remember.
No, I don't. It was like one of the first ones I watched.
Okay, I guess we can skip that one.
Yeah. Julia's Eyes, 2010.
That sounds familiar.
She's the sister goes blind, and then she starts losing her sight, and there's like some guy that's like this dark figure, supposedly likes her. I don't want to give away the ending.
Okay.
But, you know.
All right.
That kind of thing. Evil Aliens, 2005.
The title of the movie is Evil Aliens?
Yes.
I think we have heard enough about that.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, it reminded me of like a sci-fi.
Okay.
Yeah. Excision, 2012.
Woo! Ooh, that's a bad
one. Oh, yeah.
I meant to bring that up when we did the bloodiest sex scene.
Mm.
When she's having her period and she's riding the jock.
Oh, yeah.
That got pretty goopy.
Yeah, that chick was fucking crazy.
Yeah, she was. In real life, she's really hot.
She is. I saw her in another movie with Billy Zane where she plays another crazy bitch, but she's a hot crazy bitch.
Yeah. Under the Skin, 2013 with Scarlett Johansson.
What'd you think of that?
Terrible.
I wasn't mad at it.
Terrible movie, but Naked quite a bit. I like that.
Yeah, I wasn't too mad at it.
I saw Deadpool again.
Right on.
The Battery is a zombie flick.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
It was all right.
People seem to love that movie.
I don't love it.
The reason they love it, I think, so much is because it was made for like $6,000.
Oh, okay.
So the budget for it is pretty, for what they got, was pretty cool.
Okay.
There are some genuine flaws in the writing, though. If you're in the middle of a fucking zombie apocalypse, you can't have headphones on, dude. They're going to sneak up on you.
Yeah, that was retarded.
That sucked. Also, they spent an awful lot of time talking about how these two guys aren't that close, and they're not really that good friends. They just happen to be on the same baseball team.
They seem pretty damn close.
Exactly. Okay, if they're not that close, okay, you go that way, he goes that way, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
But that's not how it goes down.
Yeah.
It's fine, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a couple episodes of new TV series called The Path. It's a cultish religion.
Oh, I've seen the previews for that. It's got the kid from Breaking Bad in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that?
It's not bad.
Right on.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of action or anything because, you know, you figure it's some type of religious cult, thing. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not bad. I'm curious to see how the rest of it's going to go.
Sweet.
That's all I got.
All righty. Let's get ourselves into some immersion therapy then. Yo tengo witching and beaching, beaches.
Immersion therapy.
Do you suppose we need like a Spanish translator on this show from now on? Apparently there's a señorita out there that listens, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to be taking Spanish soon.
Good.
So I, yeah.
I'll save that voicemail. Maybe you could tell us. She's probably making fun of me, isn't she?
I don't
God
know.
Damn it.
Or my pick.
One or the other. She seemed very excited about witching and bitching. So thank you very much, señorita. I'm glad I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah, I did too. I was laughing a lot at the beginning.
Me too. Those two guys were awesome. Oh, I couldn't figure out where I knew the wife from. I knew I'd seen her before, but I couldn't fucking figure her out till I IMDb'd her. She was the princess on Dagon. She has tentacles and stuff in that movie.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty hot. Pretty hot young. Everybody in this movie was hot. All the chicks,
Evo.
Except for the old ones, dude.
And a giant witch at the end.
I think a lot of those chicks were dudes.
I thought the old lady was a man.
I thought a couple of them were. When all the witches came in at the end, and they're all a bunch of old ladies.
I didn't. Well,
at the dinner table, there was two of them. They were definitely guys.
Yeah, those two. I think the one the bartender chick. I think she may have been a dude.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. You IMDb them, and it's like Horadalgo.
Yeah.
What's, is that a, I don't know. Is that a dude name or a, I don't know. Good show, though. I liked it. Yeah. Fucking, it's like an hour, like hour 50, I think. Yeah. Pretty long movie.
It was a long movie.
When that fucking ogre thing came out at the end with the giant rack on it, I'm probably not going to be able to beat off to that.
No.
I might give it a shot later if I get into a pinch, but I'm going to say probably not.
I only got as far as where they took the kid out of the soon-to-be oven or...
Oh, yeah. You didn't make it past that part?
No.
It gets pretty tedious, but I just kept watching because of Eva.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dude, that broomstick scene.
Man.
Yo!
Did I miss something good?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Pretty good show. Pretty funny, too, if you can keep up with the subtitles. I'm with GP. I felt like the subtitles were rolling a little bit faster than they should have been.
Yeah.
I get it. They were talking fast, but Jesus Christ, man. I got to hit the pause button. Fuck you saying? I don't know. Other than that, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got anything else on witching and bitching?
Mm-mm.
No.
Maybe
no.
I'll have to watch the other half then.
You might. It's got some pretty funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
The part where Eva finally jumps on Jose and she's like, "You don't love me." And he's like, "I do. I just think that we should slow down for a minute. Let's just take it easy." Pretty good show. Buddy, what do you got for us this week?
All right. Going to bring it back to an old classic, 1958, The Fly.
Oh, very cool.
Vincent Price. So this is director Kurt Newman, writers James Clavell and George Langelin.
Sean will be excited about this one.
Yeah. It stars David Hedison, Patricia Owens, and Vincent Price.
I think I have that one in one of those box sets.
Yeah.
Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same and compare notes next week, as usual. Get a hold of us next week or by next week's show if you feel like it. As usual, the mental health hotline is 206-309-9117, or you can get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Why don't we educate Miss Monica?
Educating Miss Monica.
Monica, yeah. Your question for last week.
Mm-hmm.
Where are most of the horror movies filmed these days?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still leaning towards California.
Yeah, me too.
Los Angeles area. That's where all the big studios are. There's a lot of like sound stages and things like that down there if you need them.
Mm-hmm.
GP brought up a good point. A lot of them are moving just because it's fucking expensive to shoot in California.
Mm-hmm.
California, I mean, you know, depending on what your backdrop is. You know, you may need a desert. You could find that in California. Forests, you can find those in California.
You can find all that in Nevada, too.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are starting to make horror movies.
That's right.
I'm announcing that right now here in Nevada. Who's doing it? Me and Buddy and Monica.
That's right.
That's who. Monica, how can we educate you this week, kiddo?
I wanted to hear what everybody's like favorite international horror movie is.
Foreign film.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to think about that one. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
France seems to be a hotbed of horror these days.
And
brutal
India.
Horror, too. Whoa. No, not India.
Do you think they're more brutal than the Australians?
From what I've seen so far,
really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
People have to let me know. High tension, Martyrs. Did you ever see Irreversible?
No.
Mm-mm.
That is the worst imaginable rape scene ever.
And really?
It goes on for like 20 minutes.
Oh my, do you have this movie?
I do not.
Aww.
Yeah, but it's Gaspar Noé, whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty cool because it's basically a rape revenge movie, but it's the whole thing is backwards. So you start off with these two guys killing a guy, and then you go back to these two guys looking for that guy.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Monica Bellucci.
Yes.
She plays the rape
victim. Yeah. I did see this movie. All right.
That rape scene underneath the street, that's like an 8.5 minute long.
Yeah.
The actual rape part is only like 30 seconds, but the beating goes on and on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. You should watch that one, buddy.
Yeah, and wait till your kids go to sleep. It's right. Pretty ugly. It's pretty ugly, man. You don't want to have to pay for therapy later. Alrighty, that's your question for the weekend, mates. Which country or what foreign horror film is your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know by next week if you can. In the meantime, it's time for some werewolf athletics action.
Yeah.
We have much to report this week on the werewolf front.
The Company of Wolves.
Monica,
mm-hmm.
You're officially part of the pack, babe.
Awesome.
How does it feel? I already gave you a t-shirt, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, very mm-hmm. cool.
You should have told me to wear it.
Oh, yeah, I probably should have. I couldn't remember if I actually gave you one or not. How do you feel?
Right now I feel fine.
That was your first
yes
athletic anything.
Yes,
right. Pretty much.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was. What did you think? All in all,
I thought it was fun.
We kind of got the shit end of it because it like what about a half hour after we started, freezing rain.
Yes.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
You keep pretty warm as long as you keep moving, keep the blood flowing, then you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that when we get to the obstacles, you got to stop and wait for all the fat ladies in front of you. And there was a lot of fat ladies out there, my friend. And they are taking their sweet time and taking selfies and talking shit to their friends.
Were they really taking selfies?
I saw one dude take a selfie.
Oh, my God.
And he was like a shredded guy.
Wow.
And he was doing it during that part where you got to crawl under the wire through the sludge.
Uh-huh.
He was doing it in there, and me and Chuck are hanging out behind him like, oh, come on, man.
Seriously? Wow.
What are you fucking doing here? I'd like to get through this, please.
I wouldn't take the phone through it.
I'd know. I'd mean either. I had no intention of doing that. Yeah, so that was your first mud run, kid.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? Did you have fun?
I had fun.
Yeah? You look pretty miserable out there.
The running part was the hard part for me.
You didn't do a lot of running.
Yeah, I know, but the parts where I had to do, like, uphill.
Oh, getting uphill.
I was like, oh, my God.
You can't get traction in that mud. Going up the hills, those are hard.
No.
Like, all I can do is just hit it with as much speed as I can.
Uh-huh.
And then get, and try, and if I have to, lunge to the top.
I do have to say, like, at the beginning part there, I got a little shaky. Maybe because I didn't eat like the right stuff or whatever, but after that it was gone.
Nerves can play a factor too. It doesn't matter how many of these things I do, I always get butterflies when I'm standing on that starting line. I don't know why. I've come to kind of enjoy it though, because it's kind of like my pregame warm up. Where I stand there and I kind of get a whole, what am I doing?
At least you're not throwing up while you're waiting.
Is this going to be the one where I fall off the wall and break my fucking skull open? I don't know. This could be it. Oh, what am I doing? This is a stupid idea. And then somebody yells go. And then after that, it's just game on. But you did me proud today, kid.
Awesome.
I'm proud of you guys.
You got over the tall wall.
I know.
We had a little difficulty, but we made it. Right?
Yeah. The first time I was terrified.
I could tell. First time we hit the tall, on the first lap, she got what, about two rungs up?
Yeah.
And you're like, nope.
Yeah, nope, I was nope. Like, no.
I'm like, all right, dude, just go around. But then the second time, I'm like, just stay with me. We'll go over it together. We'll hit the rope. I'll be right next to you the whole time.
I think it was you in general because I didn't feel very like secure with Chuck up the first time, and he's up there waiting, and I'm like, oh no,
yeah,
no.
And he was like yelling at you too, like, go on the rope. You're gonna pinch my balls or whatever. Don't pull the rope. Shit.
Well, I'm glad I got the video record you guys.
Yes, we did get the whole thing on video. Sometime this week, I'll get it all clipped together. I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty fucking beat up right now.
Yeah.
Tired, I need some water. Probably shouldn't have had that last energy drink. Whatever. So we're going to cut this one a little short this weekend, mates. We all need a nap and a shower, so that's what we're going to do. How about Seventh Moon for next week? Sound
Seventh
good?
Moon, yeah.
I think you're going to like that one a lot more than
Amy Adams.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
All China. Right. Join us next week for Seventh Moon. You guys got anything else on the week? Then for the Padded Room Podcast, Miss Monica and Buddy, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Have a great week.